Chapter 8. Glass. Glass spent the rest of the night on Luke's couch, grateful that Camille didn't ask why she refused to sleep in Carter's old room. They'd decided that it was best for Glass to stay hidden in Luke's flat until the shift change at 0600, when there would be fewer guards on patrol. She'd tossed and turned all night. Every time she rolled over, the bracelet dug into her skin, a painful reminder that while she was in danger, Wells was hundreds of kilometers away, fighting to survive on a planet that hadn't been able to support life for centuries. It had always been his dream to see Earth, but not like this. Not when it might still be toxic. Not after seeing his father shot right in front of him. As she lay staring at the ceiling, she couldn't keep her ears from searching for sounds in the darkness. The faintest murmur from the other side of Luke's door was enough to turn her stomach. The silence was even worse. Just as the circadian lights began to creep under the front door, Luke's bedroom door opened, and both he and Camille staggered out wearily. Clearly, neither of them had slept much either. Luke was already dressed in off-duty civilian clothes, but Camille wore only one of Luke's old undershirts, the hem of which skimmed the tops of her slender thighs. Glass blushed and looked away. "Good morning." The formality in Luke's voice made Glass wince. The last time Luke had said those words to her, the two of them had been in his bed, and he'd whispered them in her ear. "Good morning," she managed, shoving the memory out of her head. "We need to get that bracelet off." Luke gestured toward her wrist. Glass nodded and rose from the couch, shifting uneasily as Camille looked back and forth between her and Luke. Finally, she crossed her arms and turned to him. "Are you sure this is a good idea? What if someone sees you?" Luke's expression darkened. "We talked about this." He spoke quietly, but Glass heard the note of frustration in his voice. "If we don't help her, they're going to kill her. It's the right thing to do." The right thing to do, Glass thought. That was all she meant to him anymore, a life he didn't want on his conscience. "Better her than you," Camille said, her voice trembling. Luke leaned over and kissed the top of her head. "It's going to be fine. I'll take her back to Phoenix and then come straight home." Camille sighed and tossed Glass a shirt and a pair of pants. "Here," she said. "I know it's not up to your Phoenix standards, but you'll look a bit more believable in this. You aren't going to pass for a sanitation worker with that hair." She gave Luke's arm a squeeze and then slipped back into his bedroom, leaving Glass and Luke alone. Glass stood holding the clothes awkwardly in her arms, and for a moment they just stared at each other. The last time she'd seen Luke, she'd have thought nothing of changing in front of him. "Should I..." she trailed off, gesturing toward Carter's room. "Oh," Luke said, reddening slightly. "No, I'll be right back." He retreated to his bedroom.